Posada Sin Fronteras, Shelter Without Borders, by Chad Myers and Matthew Caldwell. Few would argue that Christmas has become too commercialized, or that it has deteriorated into a festival of manic consumption, mirroring much of what is most problematic about our economic way of life. The biblical Christmas stories, in contrast, reflect poverty and marginalization. The immigrant couple Joseph and Mary are so poor that they are unable to procure desperately needed lodging. Yet it is their courage in hard circumstances, their sensitivity to dreams and visions, and their willingness to respond to God's call with courageous choices that facilitates the incarnation of God's good news in the world. An opportunity to reenact this biblical story comes each Advent with the Posada Festival, celebrated by Mexican communities in the U.S. and Mexico. The Posada is a nightly ritual of remembrance in which people accompany the Holy Family from house to house around the neighborhood, reenacting the search for shelter. It comes alive among immigrant communities, for whom this journey is all too real. Visiting a posada can be a great way to feel biblical drama, and thus reorient our perspective from holiday affluenza to God's solidarity with the poor. In San Diego, California, local churches sponsor a dramatic Posada Sin Fronteras, Shelter Without Borders, at the U.S.-Mexico border, in which participants from both sides reach out their hands to one another and remember the plight of immigrants like Joseph and Mary facing poverty, peril, and persecution today. We have been challenged and transformed by our encounters with contemporary immigrants. We urge you to truly celebrate Christmas by discovering where and whom these too often invisible immigrants are in our own communities, and finding meaningful ways of getting to know them and their stories. Or consider participating in an exposure trip to learn more. We recommend the programs run by Borderlinks, www.borderlinks.org, in Tucson, Arizona. May the ongoing struggle of the displaced poor for Posada bring the gospel story alive, and vice versa. Discussion questions. 1. Do you have a Hispanic community in your town? Would you be willing to have them come and talk about and demonstrate Las Posadas? Are you willing to participate in their celebration? 2. How do you imagine your attitude towards immigrants might change or evolve as you experience Las Posadas? 3. Do you have experience with recent immigrants? Are you a recent immigrant? Share these experiences.